One of these guys has a secret crush on my daughter, Salish, and today I have to figure out who it is. They will have to complete a series of elimination challenges until I make my final selection.
I don't want any of these boys.
With one sentence, what's your favorite thing about Salish? If I hit the green, you move on to the next round. If I hit the red, you are eliminated. Number one, what do you like about Salish?
Great personality, amazing gymnastics. Makes me want to flip out how cool she is. Come on. That was good.
That was pretty good. I'm gonna pass you on that one. There we go.
Come on.
That was kind of cute. You made her smile. All right, number two.
Nice to meet you. We met before.
We have?
Yeah.
Have you met him?
I don't know.
Okay, so where did you meet her exactly?
We met at the park. I didn't say my favorite thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I really like your eyebrows. It was terrible.
All these guys are gonna lie to me because whoever I think is the secret admirer at the end of the video is winning $500. So each of them has to fool me into thinking they have a crush on my daughter. Number three, see what you got.
I just love her bubbly personality in her eyes. I just get lost in them like they're the ocean.
Oh no, what are we doing today?
I'm passing you on that one.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know, because they told me this is the video we're doing.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry. Number four, come on in. Oh, so he's got the sympathy vote.
Salish, I love how dark and brooding you are. I'm joking. I love how goofy and bubbly you are, and it always lightens a room anytime you're in it.
I love it. Number five.
Honestly, I love everything about her, her smile, the way she laughs, the way she talks, and the way she chews her gum.
Nice, okay. Okay, number six.
She seems so lively and friendly, and most of all, she's super funny.
Yeah, I agree with all those things about Salish. So far, we've eliminated one person, and by the end of the day, Salish will go on a date with one of them.
Oh my God.
You have any favorites so far?
I'm still wondering why I am here doing this video right now.
I'm wondering the same thing. Number seven, come on
over.
My
favorite thing about Salish, very high energy personality, and she has a really nice smile.
I agree with both those things. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Number eight.
The thing I like about you is I'm not gonna talk about your personality because it's pretty obvious. I like your community and your family that surrounds you. I think it can build you up to be a great person. I think you already are a great person. I think that's really great about you.
Let's go. If you're not the crush I want you to be. See how sweet he was?
Okay, please just stop.
This is awkward for me too, just so you know. Number nine.
Anybody can see Salish is as pretty as a flower, but I like her thorns.
Oh, it worked, you passed. All right, number 10, come on over.
I think Salish is really pretty and she looks like she'd be fun to hang around with.
Oh my gosh. How?
When they're shy, that means they're more nervous and more likely that they have the crush because they're nervous when they're shy.
You would know because you were a shy little kid.
Yes, and I had crushes and that's how I was.
It's okay, he's perfectly fine. He had a hard life, but it's okay. He's better now.
All right, number 11.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I love how hardworking and determined you are.
Thank you.
And your eyes, just beautiful, you know?
Nope. He didn't know if it was working. I just threw out the eyes thing. I didn't believe the eyes comment.
Salish is a very funny and genuine person, and it's very hard to find people like that. That's why I like her.
Everybody has said that, so if you eliminate him, that's just unfair.
I'm not gonna eliminate him. Okay, there we go. Number 13.
I love how she has a really, silly personality, and, almost anything she says is funny.
I gotta give it to you. Okay, so I only eliminated two, and now we have 11 remaining for the next round.
Del, why am I
here?
Exactly, am I doing this right now?
One of the boys in this room reached out to me on Instagram, said he had a crush on you and asked for an introduction. So that gave me the idea for this video, and I'm doing it to get back at you for saying I need a boyfriend.
Delph is a baddie, bro. Every man should hit her up.
Well, you do need a boyfriend.
You need a boyfriend.
I don't need a boyfriend, no.
Okay, stop. Let's go to the next challenge. Next round, each of you has to do a trust fall with Salish.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. If you're her secret admirer, then that means you trust her to catch you while you're falling. Okay, Salish, do you think you can catch them?
No.
Do you guys all trust her?
I believe in Salish.
Oh, he's really going for the 500 bucks.
It's not for the 500, it's just for your daughter.
Okay, so I'm gonna stand in a place to watch each guy's expression to see how much they trust Salish. The ones that don't trust her are probably eliminated. Let them go back as far as you possibly can so you can really see in their eyes if they trust you. Are you ready, number one? Let's do it. Here we go. Okay, do you trust or not?
I trust her.
And don't worry, because if she doesn't catch you, the gum will, because it's always sticking out of her mouth. All right, go ahead.
3, 2, 1.
Good job.
Okay, actually, you look chill, but I'm not going to make any announcements on elimination till the end of the round. Number 3.
3, 2, 1, go.
Good. Number three. Pretty good.
No, Dad, I should not do this.
Are you trusting her?
You got me.
Wow. That's big. You guys can't match that.
Three, two, one. Are you good?
I'm all good.
Are you good? I'm sorry.
No, you're just chilling.
There we go. Number five. Let's see what you got.
Oh, my God. All right. Three, two, one. Oh, I cooked that one. Hey.
No, come on.
Oh, we're going for a hug.
Oh. He knows what he's doing. Okay. Number six.
Three. Oh, okay.
Oh, never did your eyes blink. This is hard. All of them are giving trust vibes. Number seven.
Three, two, one.
Oh, clearly we can see that his knee buckled, so maybe he doesn't. Oh.
I fell for you.
Oh, that was good. That was a good recovery. Number
eight.
Oh,
no, he's tall.
Oh, he's tall.
Hey, if you drop me, it's okay.
Number eight.
He's really tall.
Do you trust her?
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust myself. Three, two, one.
Maintained eye contact with the dad is very impressive.
I don't know how any of these boys trust me because I would not trust myself.
Maybe all of them have a crush.
No, they don't.
Number nine, come on over. Okay, number 10. Let's see what you got.
Three, two, one.
Oh, the knee buckle. Number 12, he's tall.
I trust you.
You're 17, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay, that's okay. She's 15, almost 16?
I'm not almost 16.
Number 12, go for it.
Oh, God.
Oh!
You okay? I'm sorry, are you
no,
good?
No, it's okay.
No, I'm fine. Are you good?
Yeah. You trust her without even a countdown.
Yeah.
Wow. Last one.
Three, two, one.
Okay, I mean the pants, a little saggy pants situation there. All of you actually looked like you trusted Salish. I'm shocked, but you did. So this is very difficult.
Hey.
But the first person I'm eliminating, your knee did buckle, number 10. I'm sorry. Number 13, step forward. You trusted her, but I'm not sure if I'm a fan of the saggy jeans.
What if I pull him up real quick?
If you pull him up, then I might keep you in. That's the kind of guy I want dating my daughter. Okay, you get to stay. We only eliminated one that round. We gotta start eliminating. These guys are all good. It's hard to do it. Next round. Salish is a very picky eater, and if you have a crush on her, then you know that because we've mentioned it in videos in the past. You guys are gonna get 1 minute total to come over and pick one thing to serve to Salish. And then we will decide which one of you we're eliminating based on whether or not she likes that food.
Wow, this is the slowest introduction I've ever heard.
You think you can do that better?
Yeah.
Let's see the intro. I'll be over here.
I wasn't listening. All right, you know what?
Grab and go.
You guys gotta play grab and go and get food, and apparently I'm a picky eater, so yeah.
She thinks that was better. I think between the two intros, you get what we're gonna do. You guys have 1 minute. You only get to pick one thing each.
Whoa.
Starting right now, go.
Get me out of here.
Jeez. Whoa, okay.
Oh my gosh, I don't want any of these boys.
You still have 40 seconds. Pick your favorite thing. 20 seconds.
These are the messiest boys I've ever seen.
You have 5 seconds. Four.
She says she likes Starbucks.
Three,
I'm gonna go with this.
Two. One. And the very biggest thing nobody selected. Her favorite soda is Dr. Pepper. She said it several times. Pretty disappointed in all of you. This round, Salish is eliminating anybody who doesn't give her food that she likes because they obviously don't know her well enough to be a secret admirer. All right, number one.
Here you go. I picked the pink drink because I know how much you love it. And notice, it says, have a great day. And every day with you is a great day.
Oh.
Okay, I actually really like pink drinks, and I love cold foam, so I'm gonna keep it.
Yes!
Thank
I got
you
an avocado roll.
Thank you.
The tuna one.
Do you think I like tuna?
No. Not spicy tuna, because that
was spicy. Oh, you didn't know that I'm a vegetarian.
Hey, Salish.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Salish, I actually have two things to give you. I want to give you this,
okay,
and I want to give you my heart.
Oh, boy.
The reason I gave you this is because the last time I talked to you, I had Starbucks, and you were like, ah, you got Starbucks? And you walked off.
Well, I mean, I like pink drinks, and sometimes I get it without cold foam. It just depends on the day. And
hope this is the day.
I guess I'm going to keep you because you remember.
She does not seem enthusiastic about that choice at all. Kato has known her for a while, and he could have been a secret admirer this whole time. All right, you don't have to sit there anymore, Kato. You can go.
Dang it.
I knew I had no chance competing against these guys. Look what they did.
So I had some insurance backed up in my pocket. This is a Dr. Pepper in disguise.
It's red, just like a Dr. Pepper. And it says Dr. Pepper right on there.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna explode.
Replay what I said right at the end of the challenge. The very biggest thing nobody selected, her favorite soda is Dr. Pepper. She said it several times. So it's a Dr. Pepper?
It's a Coke.
Oh. Well, I don't like Coca-Cola, but it was sweet that you thought to do that, so.
Aw, thank you.
She passed him when he absolutely didn't know what kind of soda she liked.
Yeah, did I put it on
there? Yeah, you did, because that...
After I said it, I'm on to you.
What?
Salish, don't ever date him. He's too smooth.
I know you're a vegetarian. I know you don't like spicy food, and I don't personally don't believe this is that spicy, so I got you the cucumber salad.
I actually do really love this. I get it, like, a lot.
Here's a mukbang. That's so gas. Cool.
Wow, I don't think this video could be more awkward.
Of all the food that was on this table, I think the cucumbers were the number one choice for Salish. Number six is a top contender for me.
I've seen a video of you eating the Lay's chips. I know you like Lay's, but...
That video was from 3 years ago, so... Oh! This is so hard to do, and I feel so bad.
Number eight.
So,
Oh, thank you.
I've been watching, like, your videos, and I know, like, you, your dad and Nidal, y'all did a challenge, and your dad said, like, regular Takis, and Nidal said, like, the lime chips, but you said, like, no, we call it the Trader Joe's Takis.
We call them Joe's Takis. Whoa, these are so good. So, you're saying...
That was a lot of very specific information
about
Salish.
Yeah, that was very specific.
Number eight might be my top suspect at this point.
And acai bowl, I wanted to keep her away from all that soda and sugar stuff.
So what happens if I eat the soda and sugar?
Nothing.
Yeah, okay.
If you were familiar with her, then you would understand that she does not like to be told what to do. He might end up being the actual secret admirer. We won't know until the end.
I got you Twizzlers because not only do I think you would like them, but they're also my favorite.
Actually, I love Twizzlers, so thank you.
I don't think he's the one.
Hi, Salish. I'm Max.
I guess I'm just into girls who don't take stuff too seriously. Like, you're in the challenge and you're chewing gum. That's cool.
I just know that you like gum, and it's always just good to have gum on hand.
All right.
Three have been eliminated, seven down to go. Next round.
I'm really the one with the crush, so I think Jordan's gonna pick me.
That's a lie, because I actually have a crush on her.
I just know Salish shouldn't date a lying man. She should date me, because I don't lie.
Oh, that's bold.
I'm still eating eight snacks. I guess it was a good pick.
Round four, interrogation. This round, I'll be interrogating each of the boys while Salish sits helpless watching everything we do on the iPad.
I don't know why Dell chose my dad to pick who has a crush on me, because this is the most awkward thing ever.
By the way, we can hear everything, so if you're gonna dish on us, be a little quieter.
She's yapping.
What do you mean she's yapping?
Hey, did you just say I was yapping?
I'm just yapping. I'm filled with yap.
You want to keep it over to your section, say?
You guys wouldn't watch me if I didn't yap.
So how long have you had this crush on her?
Oh, since I started watching.
This is so weird.
This is an awkward video. Del, this is just awkward.
You'll be fine.
What's your favorite video?
My favorite one, the one that actually just came out, to go to the KCAs. I knew somebody in that video too, so it was cool.
It happens to be the last one, so if he was gonna do research late last night, that's the one he would have played, but it also happens to be one of my favorite videos, so.
Or making the restaurant for you.
I'll just talk to you in a minute. Oh, also happens to be the one right before that, so. Mm-hmm.
It's a good pool though, okay. It's a good pool.
All right, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
How about you?
He looks nervous.
I know when I like someone when I can't really talk to them at all.
What's her last name?
Hey, I knew it was matter.
Why did you look like you had to think about it for a minute?
Guys, I don't think you knew my last name.
What color are Salish's eyes?
Kind of like bluish.
Bluish? What color are Salish's eyes?
Green.
What color are their eyes?
Green.
What color are her eyes?
Green.
What color are her eyes?
Green.
What color are her eyes?
Green.
Okay, you can leave.
Wait, hold on, I'm colorblind.
Oh, this guy is so smooth. Sandy's wearing a color book. Sandy's like an engineering science
guy.
Okay,
let me just say something right here.
Guys, they're testing if he's colorblind or not.
That one is purple. This looks a little purple, but I'm pretty sure that's blue.
Salish, come here. Did you watch that?
He's not colorblind. He got me the Coke and he said it's red and it matches your shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, come on.
All right, for the record, I am colorblind. I did not know her eye color, though.
Is this how you would dress on a first date with Salish?
Yeah, because I know her favorite color is pink, so I decided to wear the shirt.
He's either absolutely the guy or a very, very good actor. Tell me something Salish likes to do with her day.
I know she loves to go to gymnastics. She loves hanging out with Nadal and Peyton.
Okay, that was pretty good. You tell me something you've seen on Instagram.
I've watched her TikToks before he got banned, but she has a new one now. You guys literally posted about it at the Kids' Choice Awards. I was right there watching you guys.
I just found out a couple hours ago, she's apparently talking to some dude. God, this is hard. This is hard.
Wait, I didn't tell you what she does.
You just passed that round. Tell me one thing Salish has done on an Instagram post.
Okay, so her Instagram posts are definitely a lot of car rides, eating food, and hanging out.
Salish, have you done eating food, car rides?
Eating food and car rides?
Have you been in the car on your Instagram?
I've been in the car on my Instagram.
Have you eaten food in Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, I saved him. Woo, good job, Salish.
Yeah, I know this. I know this.
Name three of Salish's friends.
Ooh, Nadal, Peyton, and me.
Oh, that's looking tough.
Give me one more friend.
Jordan Matter. Hudson, Boomer the dog. That's a man's best friend.
Ferran, Harper, any number of people. There's a lot of people. Very good acting, very good acting. I do not think he's one of them.
I don't know any of my crush's friends.
We are down to five, and whoever the last person is that I pick as the secret admirer gets $500.
I don't need the 500, I just need her.
Oh, God.
Some great acting over there, bro.
He's making it so obvious that he wants us to think it's him, but I don't know if that means it's actually him. Which one do you think is the guy?
I don't know, maybe he eliminated him.
I'm the one for her.
Okay, good for you.
Okay, all right, go have lunch. It's a break time. Now we're taking a lunch break, but what I need you to do is when you go in there, just interact with all of them.
I'll be watching on a secret camera, and if one of the boys doesn't interact with her, that might mean he doesn't have a crush on her and he will be eliminated.
So Salish and Del are gonna go in together so it's not suspicious. Then Del will leave and Salish will be alone with the boys to see if any of them starts to talk to her. Okay, here she comes.
Let's go to the side right here. Ooh, do you want more?
This one dude keeps looking at her.
And also like bagels, donuts, coffee, yogurt.
Okay, bro. Thank you.
Number 13 didn't even look up when she came in.
Salish, remember this.
You don't have to show that.
Okay, Kato made the first move. Off camera, having no idea he's being filmed, he went up to her immediately. Okay, the guy in the pink shirt, who I've thought the whole time might be the real deal, didn't even look once at her when he walked in. And now he just sat down. So the other four dudes are sitting down, and Kato is the only one talking to Salish. But number one keeps looking at her.
I ate like a couple pieces of like avocado rolls.
Oh. Avocado rolls? Bro.
Will you guys comment who you think it is? Now Kato's kind of talking to Say the whole time, so nobody else is gonna go up. Del, can you go call out and say, hey, Kato, we need you for a photo real quick. Get Kato out of there and see if anybody else goes and talks to you.
We need a quick photo with you real quick.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now the other four are just chilling, backs to Salish. Do any of them go and talk to her? She's right there, guys, sitting by herself. Does one of you actually have a crush on her? If you're the secret admirer, now's your chance.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
Oh, number one just got up. Is he making a move? Where's he going? Oh, he went to grab something. Oh, he flipped. Oh, that was such a like show-off moment. Okay, one is still there running. That's hysterical. I think number eight just watched a ton of videos to fool me because he's the only one that hasn't looked at her. Okay, I'm calling Salish right now. Get up and leave, and I want to see if anybody notices that you leave.
Okay, bye.
Oh, one looked immediately, and six looked. So one and six both looked. 13's phone is attached to his face. All right, time to make a decision. We gotta eliminate somebody. We're about to go to the mall for the next round. But first I wanna know, how was lunch?
It was
awesome.
Good. Awesome?
It was good.
What you didn't realize is that you were being watched that whole time. Salish came into the room and sat down, and I was watching each of you to see how you interacted with her, to see off camera if maybe you would show your true colors. And now I'm gonna eliminate one person. I'm gonna eliminate one person who knew she was there. So I'm sorry, number 13, you are now eliminated.
Oh,
and he knew
God.
It was coming. That doesn't mean that he's not actually the secret admirer.
I really thought I had it, but just on my phone playing Clash Royale with the guys, just got carried away.
Your mom knew it, bro.
My mom knew it. My mom actually knew it. She texted me, she was like, talk to her. Literally, she said, keep talking, don't be rude. Think of something to say. Is that funny? It's crazy.
Okay, eight, I almost eliminated you. I couldn't tell if it was because you're nervous, because you have a crush, because you have known everything about her. But what were you thinking when she was there?
I haven't really like gone on like a date before.
I just get butterflies in my stomach and I'm just a really shy guy.
You know what? I was like that when I was a kid. So I appreciate that. I could tell that you're nervous. Good luck in the next round.
Thank you.
Either way, you guys are still in. We're now going to the mall. mall for the next round. This is gonna be awesome. We are in a mall outside of Photo La Vie. Salish is inside the photo booth. They're gonna do a series of photos. I have to look at the photos and judge which one I eliminate based only on the photographs. You guys will see what's happening inside the booth, but I won't.
I gotta do a photo booth with each boy, and then my dad's gonna look at the photos and eliminate one of them.
Number one, go first.
There's four mini boys, and I think all of them are so sweet, but I don't know who's the one that has a crush on me. That's for my dad to figure out. We'll see how it goes.
Alrighty.
Ty, you choose the frame.
Let's see that one.
That one?
Oh yeah, that's fire, okay.
We get eight pictures, that's a lot.
Okay, that's a lot. Three, two. A little like gun pose. Okay. I feel like we're supposed to be saying A.
Yeah, okay, let's say it next time.
I don't know what's going on in there. I only get to see the photos at the end.
Hey, we're done. All right, cool, let's go. I want to keep this.
I want to keep it too.
Oh, it's turned out great.
It looks so good.
Okay, sick. All right, bye-bye. Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was not that awkward. All right, let's go.
All right, what's the first thing?
I'm taking this out.
Okay, wait. Oh, what the frick? Ah. Hold on.
Got it?
Let's see if I can figure out who has the worst connection with Salish by only looking at the photos, and that person will be eliminated.
Oh, my foot hit. You wild for that.
Are you okay? Good job. All right, bye, Kato.
Bye.
That was Kato. That went pretty well. Now it's time for boy number six.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you want your sunglasses?
Yeah. They didn't really fit, but like...
Oh, these are so small on my face.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Let's do this one.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Good job.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Boy number six was pretty chill, so that was fun. We're moving on to the last boy, which is boy number eight, so let's go. I haven't really talked to him too much, so a TV show. Hi.
I didn't know what to get, so I just brought
a couple. You're good.
What should we do?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I was not ready.
Oh, not ready either.
These glasses are kind of cool. Kneel down low, and I'll look like a lot taller.
Should I go your height?
Yeah.
So, how's your day?
It's good. What about you?
It's good. Low-key awkward, huh?
Yeah.
13 guys is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
All right,
well, nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
We just finished all of the pictures, and now we're gonna show them to my dad.
I did not see what happened inside the booth, so I have no idea how the energy was. All I can look at is the photo and see if I can tell which one of you least likely has a crush on Salish. Okay, everybody looks happy. This is really hard, guys, because you all killed it. One of you has a little more separation between you and Salish than the other three. Maybe that person's a little more shy, or it could suggest that they're not interested in Salish and they've been acting this whole time. I just have to take a guess at this point. Any one of you could actually be the secret admirer, but I'm gonna go with the one that has the separation from Salish, which is number eight.
Number eight.
Maybe you're just shy and that is suggestive of you being a secret admirer, but since all three of them were pretty close and you were a little further away, I have to eliminate you. I'm so sorry. We're about to find out after the final scene if number eight is actually the real secret admirer. He could be. Dal, can I see what the final round is? Oh.
That doesn't look good. Wait, what?
What is it?
Let's go.
I don't like when dads do that. That's never a good sign.
The final challenge, each guy gets a 10-minute date with Salish at Din Tai Fung. I'm gonna be watching on my phone. And then at the end, I'm gonna select one of you who I think is the secret admirer, and that person wins the entire challenge and $500. And then after that, we'll find out who's the actual secret admirer.
I actually have no idea which boy has a crush on me and if he's still even in the game or if he's eliminated.
I'm at another table at Din Tai Fung and I'll be watching everything they do on my phone. Number one is James. He's been on my shortlist since the beginning. He seems really nice and he seems like he's into her. He was looking at her a lot when she came into the green room having a snack. Let's see how he does.
Hey, Salish.
Oh, hi.
What's going on?
Nothing much. What about you?
Nothing much, I'm ready to eat.
This isn't an actual date Salish is on. If it was, I wouldn't be sitting at a table close to her watching her on her date. This is a challenge where I have to figure out through a speed date which one of them is the secret admirer of Salish.
Here are some cucumbers. Have you ever been here?
No, I have not. I'm actually really
excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they got interrupted on their date.
Sorry. Seriously?
We're on a date.
Oh, he's teasing her. That's good.
I can't really use chopsticks, not gonna lie, so I kind of just go like that.
That's actually really smart. Hold on.
Okay, I've taught her like 10 times how to use chopsticks.
Yeah, it's good. Well, spicy.
There, you have to get used to it.
They look like they're having fun.
I'm going for this top one.
That has the pepper on it.
God, this is a little bit odd. Like, it looks like a real date.
Your gymnastics. What's like your biggest accomplishment?
I feel like any new skills that I get are kind of cool. Right now, I'm working on like round off 1.5 front tuck. I don't have it yet, but like I'm working on it.
Oh my gosh.
He looks like he likes her. Whoever I pick wins $500, whether or not they're the secret admirer. So all of them have an incentive to lie and to fake it. So I have to determine which one of them looks authentic. And right now, James, the way he's looking at her, looks real.
How much do you practice gymnastics like during the summer?
From 9 to 2:30 every weekday.
What?
And then I have the weekends off.
I'd actually die.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Lots of laughing, lots of eye contact on his part. Either he's a really good actor or he has a crush.
Del sent me 2 questions I have to ask you on our date. Do you have like a type?
Fun, like bubbly personality. I can't, you know, stand somebody who's boring.
Yeah.
I can't talk to.
Good answer. Okay. Have you ever lied about having a crush to someone?
No, absolutely not.
No?
And I'm sorry. I don't know how that went, but you gotta leave.
It went amazing.
Normally if I was at a date, you wouldn't just take the boy away, but okay.
This is a speed date. Do you have fun?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes or no, or maybe
okay,
on the
can
crush.
You stop okay, that's all.
I know for a fact Kato is an actor, but he could still have a crush on Salish.
Hey Salish.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well.
We ordered noodles.
Really?
Yeah.
Those look good.
No, they don't.
Sorry. Nice, yellow shot, I don't care.
She spilled on him and he didn't care. Salish looks happy.
Oh, wait, I have 2 stupid questions to ask you.
Okay.
What's your type?
My type, it starts with an S and ends with an H.
Wait.
And she matters.
Wait, that's me, right? Okay.
I can't tell if Kato really likes her or if he's just playing the part, because he's a good actor.
Have you ever lied about having a crush on someone?
No.
What?
No, I've never lied about having a crush on someone. Have you?
Yeah.
All right, now I got questions for you.
Whoa, wait, what?
It's literally the same questions. What's your type?
Tall. All right, taller than me.
Well, I got that now.
They don't have to be like tall, but they have to be taller than me like every time. And then I
every
want them
time.
To be like five. 8. Like that's like
5'8"? I'm 6 foot.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
How many shoulders are you? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh my god. That sounds like something like invisible.
You prefer thirst trap boys, dancing boys, or funny content relatable boys?
I can't answer that question. Thirst trap boys, it's good, but I want them to also have a personality, you know?
I feel like most thirst trap boys don't have personalities though, like to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, if we're being totally honest, because I know, like...
And time's up. 10 minutes. Bye.
We'll talk about that later. Bro, what are you doing? We're in the middle of a conversation.
They get 10 minutes each. It's the deal.
Oh, my gosh. Bye.
And here comes Will.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Dude, I'm so excited. It's been so long since I've had an iPhone.
Well, I got a squeeze.
Are they any good? Have you tried them?
I don't know.
I'm so bad with chopsticks. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait. I can't use them.
Seems really nice looking at her.
Oh, wow.
Del sent me 2 questions. I guess she wants to know what your type is.
Really just passionate about anything. It doesn't really matter what it is. They just have to be like passionate about something.
Yeah. Have you ever lied about having a crush on someone?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah? Okay, thank you. Finally, 1 honest answer, bro.
Okay, that was honest, but is he lying right now? Or he's lied in the past about having crushes, but right now he's telling the truth? That confused me.
Do you do any sports?
I used to do baseball. Now I do musical theater.
Right.
I did like a couple musicals last year. Did you have fun today? I feel like it's all been about like everyone else, and I feel like it's definitely like gotta be like awkward for you.
Well, it's like kind of awkward because my dad's here, but it's been fun. Like, I've been like getting to meet everybody, and it's been super fun to talk to everyone and see what everyone likes.
That was a genuinely nice question. The date is over.
All right,
date is over.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nothing weird about that.
Nope.
Are we ready to find out who my final selection is? Let's go back to the studio.
I thought the day went really well. It was perfect. It was a dream. I think I got it.
Low-key, I think I messed up, bro. I'm so sad. Like, she seems like such a nice and genuine person. She's so kind. But I know I messed up because, like, I got scared.
and didn't know what to say, and like I started stuttering, and I don't think it went too well, but fingers crossed, let's hope it works.
She's such a sweet person, like with her, she's so like genuine.
I felt like it was going great, and then I was mid-bite. Her dad came up and grabbed me, and I was a little startled.
It's finally time for me to pick who I think is the actual secret admirer, and whoever I pick gets $500. Right after that, we will then line everybody up, and the actual secret admirer will reveal themselves. I saw the dinner, all of you were charming, all of you seemed to have a good connection, but one of them, I think, really stood out as pretty much certainly being a secret admirer. It's kind of weird to even be saying this. I'm the dad.
I can't believe this is so weird.
I think that the actual secret admirer is number one James.
Oh my God.
Here's your $500, James.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Bro.
I think it's James. Salish hasn't said a word all day about who she thinks it is. And now we're about to find out who the actual secret admirer is. Everybody come over. One of you has admitted to having an actual crush on my daughter, and we've been spending all day trying to figure out who it is, and now we're finally gonna find out. My guess was number one. Salish is not revealing who she thinks it is. Now we're gonna find out who the actual secret admirer is. If you are the secret admirer, step forward when Salish says go.
Three, two, one, go.
It was actually me.
Wait, what?
It was me.
No, it was me.
It was me, oh my soul.
What is happening right now?
It was both of us?
Wait, I don't get it.
I'm just shocked, but I think you're a really great person. I've seen you on YouTube, and I think you have a great personality.
Thank you.
We both like Salish.
What?
What?
Whoa, wait.
Okay. So,
well, wait.
Coming into the challenge, I was not the secret admirer.
Uh-huh.
But after today, after all the hangout and challenges, I think you're a really cool person. I'd love to hang out again.
Wait, actually.
Whoa, wait, no. You know what, I'm actually done with this whole video. Just cut this video right now, cut it.
Thank you so much for coming.
Of course, we just got you some flowers.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Nice seeing you.
Yeah, nice seeing you.
I think he is the secret admirer.
Thank you.
Of course. See you, bro.